Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 93 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Hello, hello, hello. Guess who I have with me again?
Allie Renee Sprink.
Hello, Allie. How are you today?
I am good.
Okay, good. Did you work today? How did it feel to sleep all day?
I didn't work today, and it felt good. Great. I didn't work all day, though. Or I didn't sleep all day, though. I did some apartment hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And watched a movie.
As another.
Cooked lunch.
Oh, what movie did you watch?
Senior Year with Rebel Wilson.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's on Netflix.
Cute. I worked.
Love that for you.
Yeah. As another little update, Allie is looking for another apartment, she just said, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How was that search like? I mean, is that like, it seems like that would be an overwhelming task.
It is.
I know that people that live there, it's just what they do, but it seems like it would just be overwhelming. Like, how do you even know where to start?
It's very stressful. There's an app that we use.
An app?
Yeah.
So, literally an app for everything. I know that's a cliche, but.
Well, it's like it's a website though too. It's called Street Easy. We use it to find, oh my God.
Oh, speaking that's of which, so weird. Okay.
Pause this.
We have to pause this. We'll be
my
right
realtor's
back.
Calling.
Yep. Weird. Okay. Sorry about that. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast.
No, it's fine.
Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Very unexpected middle. Just as we're talking about how stressful New York real estate can be, I get 17 phone calls in the middle of that podcast.
So. About New York real estate.
From a realtor that's out of the country trying to sell us an apartment. So.
Oh, he's out of the country.
Yeah, that's what he just said. He was like, oh, that's why I'm calling you on FaceTime audio. So I can't really like do anything right now. And I was like, okay, well.
Just showing off. So good news is.
We got an apartment.
Yay. So obviously it can't be that hard.
It's not hard.
It seems hard.
There's just a bunch of steps.
Well, good for you. So
thank you.
We got a promotion and a new apartment all in 1 month.
Yeah. It's a big month.
Good for you. I should have come up with some more either or questions for you. I totally forgot about that. But
well, you
so,
should think about it.
All right. So this podcast is another Love is Blind recap. So what I did, Allie is still home, but we're literally just recording the next night because, and I'm releasing this later, but wanted to have her help me again. So it was more interesting for everyone to listen to. Plus we just felt like watching a couple more episodes. So why not record another one? So this one is on episodes 3 and 4 of Love is Blind. Should we jump right in? What were your overall thoughts on these two compared to the first two? Better?
I like these better. Yeah. I like when they go out of the pods better. I always have with this show because I think it makes it more interesting because there's other people involved and you actually get to see if they're compatible with each other in person. And they're like, there's more drama because other people get involved. So,
right. And there's only so much of pod
like talking
footage that you can watch without it just getting super
I'm glad
boring.
That they I can't remember if this is how the first season went, but I'm glad they're only doing like 3 episodes in the pods and the rest are out.
Yeah,
because it's way more like, I mean, they like, I'm glad that they show like how the hell are we going to make this work in real life, because it's like that's a question that everyone always asks, and that's the unique part of the show is they show it,
right?
You know, like they don't show that on The Bachelor.
No.
Or like hot too hot to handle.
No, and I think that those times actually exist where they're having actual really real and raw conversations, but for whatever reason they don't want to air those.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb.
I think the way we should do this is by kind of like the episodes, because now we don't really need to talk about the couples because most of them were together and they just got engaged.
Okay.
So I think we should just like tell what we thought of their first impressions and then go into like the drama. Cause if we do it by couple, it's going to get way too confusing because of all the drama that happened at the end.
It's going to jump around too much. Okay.
So,
oh God, the end.
So I know, it's so cringy.
All right.
Okay. So Paul and Micah have their reveal.
Paul and Micah.
Oh, this was like where she wouldn't stop being like, oh my gosh, hi, oh my gosh, hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
This is so weird. Oh my gosh, hello.
Hi.
And we were like, okay.
Enough. Hi.
But it wasn't awkward.
No, and I thought that they seemed like truly good with how each other looked.
Yeah, they felt like good about it, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it was one of the situations like later the couple will discuss, but I think that they maybe each were a little surprised. I think what's so natural, because anytime I talk to someone on the phone for work, I won't say I rarely meet them, but I could go years with talking to them and not picturing them. And I always have a picture in my mind. So
yeah,
I would struggle with that so much, because no matter what, when they're revealed to you, even if they are hot as shit, you may have a different picture and you'd be like, wait, what?
Well, to be honest, also, how many like people in this world do you genuinely look at and are like, this is like a 10 on my scale? And like, it's the odds are he's probably not going to be a 10 on your scale. So it's kind of weird that you have to like just accept that and like prepare yourself for that.
Right.
But like, I genuinely don't know what I would do if the doors opened and I like wasn't physically attracted to him, because like I would not be able to fake that.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the ink too fast.
You mean like Irina?
Yeah. But
you know what's interesting though?
I wouldn't be a bitch.
No. Right. But you know what's interesting is, you know how sometimes you have times in your life where you, even with like other women with me, like I will like not know, I've had this happen numerous times. I will not know someone and I'll think, God, they are so pretty. She is so pretty. Like, I just think she is just gorgeous. Then I'll get to know her and she's got kind of a shitty attitude or a shitty personality. Uh-huh. And I instantly don't think she's that pretty anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wonder, like, by getting to know the person, I know you still have to have an attraction, but you wonder if by getting to know the person first and you like their personality, if that really does help with if they aren't quite as attractive as you had hoped or pictured.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it works that way.
I don't know.
All right. So then we have their little thing and they seem pretty cool with each other. Then we have Marshall and Jackie getting engaged. They have their just like engagement thing. And that was, I can't remember exactly.
It was so cute.
He got on his knee, right?
He got on his knee and proposed to her. And they were so sweet and having like banter. And he was just like the cutest. Like, he started crying when he saw her. And like, I don't know. I really like him. I love him.
Love him.
Not that I don't like her. I like her too, but I love him.
Except, do you remember that? We do too, especially by the end. But remember on the last episode, when he was like telling Josh, like he got pissed that Josh said he was going to leave.
Yeah.
I thought that was a weird move. And at first it made me be like, what?
I feel like there was more to that. I don't know.
Me too. But I already have changed my opinion of him.
Same.
I feel like that was a bad moment for him.
He's so cute and like so nice to her. And their whole interaction was not awkward at all. And they got along super well and it went like so smoothly.
Well, and they were he's funny. Like mm-hmm. We're talking about their reveal and their engagement at the same time here, which wasn't the same. That's fine.
Still.
But like when they separated and they had to go back to their respective rooms and he like did his little dances. And
I know.
Stuff
he's like walking out and she's like laughing at him and he was like swag walking. It was so funny.
So cute.
I really liked them.
Definitely based on these two shows, think they'll probably get married.
Do you?
I think.
I don't know.
I mean, based on these two, I'll just say, I think they'll get married. And I think Tiffany and Brett will get married.
I think they'll for sure get married. I don't know. I don't have an opinion formed about Marshall yet.
We'll address what else they confronted after a while. But then I make this note that Kwame proclaims in the house how much he's not into Chelsea.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I meant how much he is into Chelsea. Oh, that's what it was, because I think I made the note. Meaning this, he was proclaiming how much he is into Chelsea when like yesterday, quote unquote, he was crying his eyes out because Micah broke up with him. And now all of a sudden, literally the next day, he was talking about how into Chelsea he is, which is just so like, is just funny to me about this whole show.
Yeah.
Is that like one second they are just distraught and this next second they're totally into it. Still feel like Chelsea had to feel a little bit like a second choice. But then we get Kwame and Chelsea in the pods again, and he sings her a song with the guitar, which was a little bit cringy, but not quite as cringy as Zach's song. Do you remember? Like, yes, it was like made up words. Like,
I mean, I just, here's the thing. If somebody sang to me like that, I would be like, no, like I not even, she was crying and she was like, you like, don't even get how much like music means to me. And I was like, oh God.
Oh, I remember now his had like that little, the little chorus phrase, the little repetitive phrase. And he wanted her to repeat it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was just basically, what was it? It was like something like very cliche, like,
yeah,
like, I'm like excited to find love or something, yeah, stupid.
Yes,
like that.
It was like something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're the one for me.
Yeah. Like something for, like, you're, yeah, the one for me. Yeah. Yeah.
It was better than Zach's, but it still was, I don't want them to, why don't do that? It's just like they're looking around the room and just coming up with parts of the song. Like, we're in Allie's room. It'd be like, if I'd be like, we're sitting here in Allie's room and there's a cross on the wall and you have necklaces on the dresser.
No, literally.
And
exactly.
Elephant is right there. And here is,
why don't you
phone.
Just like expose it?
Okay, so then we have Amber and Zach, and this is where Zach gives her his stuffed dog, Ralphie, that apparently is his dog from when he grew up, because he explains that he moved around a bunch, I guess with a stripper mom, and that the dog was like the only, like, stable thing that he had that he would take from house to house. And so he gave her the dog. They're still in the pods. He gave her the dog. And she puts pressure on him about, this is where they also talked about. So at this point, he still hasn't decided between Bliss and her. And she was like, what does Bliss have that I don't have? Like, I just have to know. Like, she was so annoyed that he is still like interested in Bliss and can't understand what Bliss could possibly have over her. Oh, this is Amber and Zach. Am I like getting things confused? Not Amber, Irina. I wrote that down wrong. It's not Amber. Amber's not even on there anymore. Irina. And I want to say literally what actually that should be reversed. What do you have that Amber doesn't? Like, what? I'm sorry
that
right
Bliss
here now.
Doesn't.
Right. Sorry. What did I say?
Amber, I keep getting so confused.
I'm so sorry. I just don't understand to this day how he could pick Irina over Bliss.
Me neither.
Irina's just so mean.
She is so mean. That's all I have to say about her.
She's just so mean. She's so bitchy and just so rude. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on her on social media now.
I saw a video of her putting out a public apology.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it because I didn't want it to like ruin what happens down the road.
Okay. Why?
So.
Well, I hope she saw herself on this show and is like, holy shit, I need to make a change in my life. Wow. Okay, so then we have Zach and Bliss talking, and she's stressing the importance of family to him, and they both tell each other, I love you. And he verbalizes that it bothers him that she doesn't like Irina, that her and Irina don't like each other. And she tells him that she actually kind of questions his character because he does like Irina, because she sees those mean things in Irina. And she's like, I just don't. Her basic point was like, I don't know how you can like the both of us because we're both so freaking entirely different. And I can't argue that. And she has seen the mean girl side. So she's like, how can you like her? Don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing more to say about that.
Okay. Marshall and Jackie have their reveal here. So this is what we were talking about. Oh, except remember, this is where he said, he goes, before they revealed, he goes, I don't care what she looks like. I don't care if she has a peg leg. I don't care if she has a gold teeth tooth. I don't care if she has an eye patch. And here, Allie, you go.
I like looked at her and I was like, he's describing a pirate.
He literally just described a pirate.
Like, I feel like he went with like the peg leg and then he just was like, I'm going to roll with it. Let me just keep going. I guess like I'm surprised you didn't say a hook hand.
A hook hand and a ruffle shirt.
And a chest of gold.
Like, it was weird. And like a peg leg, like, does literally anyone have a peg leg these days?
I don't
know
if like that's even like PC, honestly. It's probably not,
but I don't think I think he literally meant a peg leg. No, like I a know, pirate has. Like,
what? Who has he ever even met anyone that has a peg leg? And I'm sure you're not supposed to call it whatever. It doesn't matter.
Wouldn't it have been funny if somehow they recorded that ahead of time, they quick put a peg leg on her?
I was going to say, well, she did have a peg leg. That would be so funny.
All right. So he actually, we noticed this. He actually kneeled down and proposed to her again. And we didn't remember them doing that on episode 2 with the two people that got engaged. They just hugged and kissed, but he actually proposed again. We agreed that Marshall is the cutest. So then we have Irina and Bliss bury the hatchet in the, like, the living quarters. Like, they just decide to talk. Really, Bliss initiated it and was like, look, let's bury the
Which,
hatchet.
Again, is another thing where she's like, where I was like, obviously she actually does care about him because she's trying to bury the hatchet for his sake.
Exactly. And then in the very next scene is when Zach and Bliss are in the pods again and he breaks up with her.
And she was like, so like so classy about it. Like, she was literally like, I wish the best for you, like blah, blah, blah. And was really nice, but nicer than I would have been. But
yeah, she was extremely nice and extremely gracious and didn't cry at that time. But he cried excessively and a lot in the pod to her.
Yeah.
He was just like sobbing, which was weird to me. I mean, cry little, but
well, it's
my
also
God,
like she didn't even cry. So maybe save it for when you're not the one breaking up with her and she's like, you're not the one who should be crying. So maybe save sobbing for when you're not in front of her.
Well, right. Because then she, so I feel like annoying. She, I feel she like she like, felt like she had to comfort him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we see Kwame and Chelsea get engaged. Oh, I don't remember. I don't even think I covered when he proposed.
Well, that's what
that's when he's saying. They got engaged. Sorry, I'm getting engaged and reveal messed up. Sorry. Are. So they get engaged, then Zach and Irina get engaged, and this is when Zach sings this absolutely, like the song I just sang a while ago, that's more
worse.
Like he sang.
It was worse. It was so horrible.
I mean, it was like he literally made
and
it up in that moment.
And he didn't even sound good. My God. And she was like trying, I don't know if she was trying not to laugh or what, but there's no way that was endearing.
No.
I would never be able to be like, okay, I'm going to say yes to your proposal now.
No.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, it was so hard to watch.
I would definitely then sing. And it was a long song.
It was so long.
It wasn't like a couple, like.
He said some weird stuff in it, too.
Yeah, he really did. It was like he was trying real hard to rhyme. And
it was
then,
so uncomfortable. Oh, like you, oh God, it was
I don't
the
even,
worst
like,
scene
about
so
it. I'm
far.
Getting hives thinking about it. It's
me too.
Sick. Let's go on. But they did get proposed. I mean, they did get engaged. So then we get Kwame and Chelsea having the reveal, and they also seemed very taken by each other. Like they both were very impressed
with
each
other's
looks. Even
though her clothes are disgusting.
She has horrible style. It's so
I
bad.
I hated that dress.
The dress. It was hot pink bodycon
with hot pink
shoes.
Heels and hot pink nails.
Yes. It was awful. It
like,
was terrible.
No.
Oh, it was bad.
But they did like each other.
Yeah.
So that was good for them.
Right.
They seemed interested.
They did. They both seemed interested. She seemed even more interested than him. Like she was like, couldn't get over it.
Why do you keep putting Amber?
I don't freaking know.
Zach and Irina have their reveal next.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And it was
goes into the next video or in the next episode.
So
but
cliffhangs, and then now we're in episode 4.
It's not even a cliffhanger though, because I could tell from the very beginning when they both saw each other, they were like, well, she specifically was like, no.
Well,
because they like saw each other and they hugged, and he proposed like immediately after they hugged. She was like, should we sit down?
Immediately.
And then he proposed, and like all of their conversation was really awkward in the whole thing. Like they weren't talking about anything besides like, oh, I didn't know that's what you look like. And she was like, you need to blink more. Like you look like a cartoon character. Like it was such a weird conversation. And then he proposes to her, hugs her and says, can I kiss you? And she's like, I would prefer not to.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if you don't want to kiss the person you're getting engaged to, like even if it's the first time you saw them, like you probably should not maybe be getting engaged to them, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But that's just my opinion.
But I think that that's everyone's opinion. I mean, just, and he's not like asking like a full on mugging makeout. Like,
I know.
Just like a kiss. And she said it's a lot right now. Like she wouldn't kiss him and they hugged again. And then she kept saying that with his eyes. Oh my God, blink, please blink. It was like she was projecting herself being uncomfortable and then trying to make him uncomfortable as well. It was so awkward.
It was really so weird.
Hard to watch. And you could tell immediately that there was zero chemistry. Not just because she's not attracted to him, but literally there was no chemistry. None. I almost even think he was surprised at how she looked.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be mean, but I also don't think she's like Miss America. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, don't flatter yourself, honey. Just because you don't like how he looks, maybe it's the reverse as well.
I know.
Yeah,
it was, I don't know.
It was hard. It was very
hard
to
watch.
That
was the worst one by far.
Okay, so that was everybody getting their reveals. And now we're heading to Mexico. So then next they show everybody sort of like
private suites.
Right. And coming to the resort, and they're each on their own car and walk into, even just the walks to the rooms, you could tell who had clicked and who hadn't in the meantime.
Totally.
So let's see. Well, we sort of guessed right away that Chelsea and Kwame, like, for because sort of like, I know this is only my second season, but it seems like to me, like, this, the whole like first and second night is a big thing, like, okay, who's gonna have sex, who's not gonna have sex. And we thought right away it seemed like Kwame and Chelsea definitely would and be one of the first two.
And they were.
And they were. They totally were. And they made no secret about it either.
It's so funny when they call it getting intimate. Like, she was calling it getting intimate, and I'm like, this isn't, like, 2010. Like, we can say we're having sex. Like, you're doing it. You might as well just, like, she was just like, me and Kwame, like, got intimate last night. And it's like, you're not leaving anything for us to guess when you say that. Yeah. So you might as well just say what you did.
I didn't look at Allie. Even though I'm old, I didn't look at her and go, what does she mean?
I mean, like, it's like, okay.
Kiss? Is that just what she meant? So, yeah. But
anyway, we
also decided during like one of Chelsea and Kwame's first like scenes together that Chelsea, I don't know that I like her, definitely like her better than Micah and Irina, but it feels like she's very aware that there's cameras there. It feels like she's trying too hard to be witty and charming and funny and all these things, not just for Kwame, but even for us watching.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
It's just some people, like Tiffany, for instance, it feels to me like she doesn't even know there's a camera there. But Chelsea, it feels like she just is being someone different.
Uh-huh.
At least so far. Maybe it won't. Maybe that's still to come.
Well,
but
I don't know if I would be able to act like there wasn't.
Maybe. I don't think so either.
Really hard.
Especially when it's like now the fourth season and you know that these people are getting the Instagram followers and things like that. So you don't want to also be the person who's going to have America hate them, like Irina.
I know. Yeah.
So totally. Maybe it's good in a way that they are self-aware.
Yep.
And trying to not be hateable.
Well, at least she's not a bitch.
Right. Oh my God.
I'd rather her be a little more uncomfortable in front of the cameras than be absolutely so rude.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay. So then I have here, Marshall asked Jackie if she would wait until, that's right. They were sitting there having a cute little conversation. Again, their conversations are so just normal. I feel like they are not that any of this is scripted at all, but she seems very unaware of the camera too, because every time they talk, she just is eating while they're talking.
I know.
Like being sarcastic and just like like, it's almost like the camera's hidden and she doesn't know it's there. I like that. But anyway, he asked what she thought about.
I think this was kind of a joke, though. I don't think that this was serious.
You don't think it was?
No, because it would have been a bigger like deal. I suppose. The show. I think he was just kind of like joking with her.
Oh, like.
Like he was like,
let's not have sex.
Because she said, because she said,
no,
you wouldn't buy a car without test driving it, which is like funny. Haha. Everyone says that.
Okay.
But I think it was a joke because otherwise he would have been like, oh.
And did they?
I don't know. They never addressed it.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
No, but I don't think that was like serious.
Okay.
I mean, she had a sorry, not swearing. I mean, I already swear though.
It's fine.
She had a fucking meltdown though. So
yeah,
I don't think they would have had time to do that.
That's true. Okay, so then we go to, let's see, Brett and Tiffany.
Perfect.
They tell each other that. They literally say,
they're so
you're
good.
Perfect for me. And he says, because he calls and her then, perfect. And she said, well, and I'm then, perfect for you. Or something.
Yeah, and then this is where he was like, I got you like a swimsuit. Oh, and we thought it was going to be like this sexy thing. And it was like the most modest, like floral patterned one piece. Like so cute. Aww. I was like, he actually just picked it out for her. Like he just went to the store and picked her out just a swimming suit.
And plus it seemed like he was like, oh, I don't want to be offensive to her and get like some sleazy slutty thing.
I know.
I'll just get
so
this really
sweet.
Nice pretty one. Oh, and she wore it.
At least if that's the one she was wearing, but I assume it was because why would they have put that in
exactly
there?
Exactly right. It was so, so, so cute. Kwame and Chelsea.
Yeah, we already talked about
it. Oh yeah, okay.
They got intimate.
So this is the next morning now. And they were clear.
They were intimate last night.
Yeah, they were intimate last night. Well, she actually said made love.
Well, again, there we go. It's like, okay.
Which is worse.
I hate that.
Okay, so then we have Irene and Zach, which I didn't put in there before, but they had already showed them having like a dinner date. And that dinner date, again, was equally as awkward as
anything. And I don't know if you have this in here, so if you do, we can skip it later. But she makes it clear that she does not, I don't even think they have kissed.
No.
She doesn't want to like kiss him. She doesn't want to have sex with him. She doesn't want him to like touch her. Like you can easily tell that everything he does to get close to her, anything is like giving her the ick. And like, she ends up saying it later that it does, but like they don't kiss. Like he literally on one of their dates later is like trying to lean in to kiss her. And she's like, I don't want that. And I was like, oh my God.
Terrible.
And the sad part is like, poor guy. It's like, you need to like get a backbone. And like, that's horrible. Like, I get respecting boundaries, but like at some point it's like, these aren't boundaries. She's not a virgin. Like she made a comment about how she like wakes up in bed with random guys all the time. And like, but yet you don't want your fiance to kiss you. So like, just as a point out, like they don't even touch.
No.
They put a stuffed animal between them in bed.
Yeah. She put the stuffed animal
and
between
was like,
them.
This is going to be between us in bed. It's
and,
like, okay.
And he makes an observation that like every time things start to even remotely get to that place, she like fends it off with some kind of humor. But
she does. She laughs at everything.
She does laugh at everything. But she also like, it's like humor that's directed at him almost like in a critical way.
Yeah.
Like she'll make fun of something
like the
he's
blinking
doing.
Thing.
Or yeah.
Like you need to blink more. You're creepy. Like what?
oh gosh. It's terrible. I feel so sorry for him. I mean, I get that she's not attracted to him. That's fine. But I mean, they're supposed to get married in 4 weeks.
I know. And you haven't even kissed.
But she keeps referencing to him
but
too.
Like I said, I'm telling you like, she knows she doesn't have to marry this person. So it's like, why would you not just extend your time on TV? She doesn't give a shit
sure,
about his
absolutely.
Feelings or anything.
100%. And the closest she comes to anything affectionate to him is like, she'll be like, you know, I just feel like, you know, you're my best friend. Like I'm not really there yet with you, but she goes, I do feel like we're getting closer and you're like my best friend. Well, this isn't best friend is blind, you know, like that's not what you're here for to find your best
literally.
Friend. Okay. So then we get Paul and Micah, in the morning, they did not have sex. And I think Paul sounded kind of surprised by that, but so it must've been more her that didn't want to instead of him. At this point, we assumed, then they show Brett and Tiffany, and we assumed that they had, because they had this scene like right before they went to sleep, where she had on like, I don't know, it was either her underwear or a swimming suit. I don't know. A swimming suit. I said it again.
I said it too. I noticed.
Okay. Do you say swimming suit or swimsuit?
No
or
one bathing says swimming suit.
We do.
I know, but no one else does.
We'll start it. And then, so she was wearing that and she totally straddled him on the bed completely.
You were so offended by
it. I wasn't offended. I was just like, wow, wow. Aggressive. Like that I could never do in front of a camera. Just couldn't. I was not offended by it. But he like grabbed two handfuls of ass too then as she straddled him. I'm like, damn, let's play some porno music while we're at it. Like totally gave the vibes they were going to have sex, but apparently they did not. We learn later.
Yeah. But love a good makeout sesh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to stop for a second because we actually are about to hit 30 minutes. We got just a little bit left, but it's the best part. So be right back. Alrighty, we're back. All right, so I'm way down. There. No, not here.
Yeah, you're on the next page.
Okay, assuming. Okay. Marshall and Jackie have a cute conversation. Oh, wow, they were at a restaurant. Okay, so they went to this restaurant. They went into town and they had this really nice conversation with each other. He's totally validating her. She's eating shrimp. He wants to kiss her. And she's like, oh, I want to kiss you, but I've eaten a lot of shrimp.
I love that. So he cute. Just gave her a kiss anyway.
So cute. Then we see Jackie. They're back at their like room. Like, then,
but she also expressed it a little bit at the restaurant where she was like, I'm scared. I'm going to push you away.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get, and it seemed to not be a problem anymore, but then they get back to the room and then.
So they're in the room and we see that she looks like she's crying, but we couldn't tell at first.
She's like getting ready.
Yeah. And she goes into like the bathroom and he's just kind of standing there. And then she starts crying harder. And then it just all sort of like goes to hell and she's crying hard. She keeps saying, I can't do everything. How does she say it?
She's like, I have so many people to take care
that's
of.
That's right. That's what she says.
I don't get very much time by myself. And like, I think this is just like sitting here and doing nothing. It's like freaking me out about going back and like facing reality. And like, I'm just really overwhelmed. And like, it seemed to me like she was just freaking out and was just having a moment where she like, it seems like her family life, like, is maybe a little bit complicated and she takes care of a lot of people and is just kind of freaking out about how like spending time figuring out herself instead of like other people, which is really sad. But he did such a like wonderful job at comforting her
and just letting her have and her letting, moment.
Yeah, like he like kind of sat outside for a little bit and then like asked if it was okay if he could come in. And the next morning she was like, that's a real man. Like most of the guys would have run away at that. And like, he sat there and like comforted me and was like, so like gave me my space, but also made sure that like I felt supported. And like, I just feel like, I don't know. I know it like probably to some people seemed like she was just being crazy, but like I said to you when we were watching it, I was like, this would so be me. Like if I was there and I was like, oh my God, I have to go back to real life. And then I have to also figure out how like this is going to work. And like, this is insane. Like it would overwhelm me so much.
And I think maybe also there's a component that she would push him away in the respect that he might be overwhelmed by all she has, the people that she has to take care of. And that in and of itself would push him away because he would be like, I don't want to do all this.
Yep.
So it was a very real moment. See, like, this is the kind of stuff that I like, because it seemed like she was really aware also that the cameras were there. And that's why she like went in the closet or the bathroom or wherever that was that she went and just like closed the door. And I love that stuff. Like, I feel bad that they have to experience that on camera, but it makes it seem so real. And it also makes you root for them, you know, especially because he handled it so well. He's such a sweetheart. Okay. So they had that little situation then. And I put Amber again.
I know you didn't write Irina like at all.
It's because I can't stand her. I want it to be Amber instead, even though they were never together.
This is what we already talked about though. Like how they're not touching each other.
Okay. All right. And so
you literally put, they will never work because they have no chemistry.
I put that as a note.
Like
they don't.
Obviously, if you watch the show, you know, they have no chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're on the next morning after Jackie's breakdown, when she like apologized to him and like goes to the camera and says the whole "he was a real man" thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we get to the part where it starts going crazy. Where,
so if you've not watched Love is Blind before, after they've been there for like a day, then they have the first meetup where all the couples get together. And if you like think about it, at this point, only the girls have seen each other and only the guys have seen each other. Mm-hmm. So none of the girls know what the other guys look like and vice versa. So this is like a first meetup with everybody, and not everybody will have crossovers like with people, but there always seems to be a couple of them that do. So obviously, just to remind you, in this situation, Kwame was choosing between Chelsea and Micah. Well, Micah is there with Paul. And then wasn't there another one that we, or is that the only crossover we had with couples, with one couple? Oh, didn't we have Paul and Irina? Wasn't Paul kind of talking to Irina too? Or was that just on this show?
No, he was talking to
Amber. It was Amber.
Yeah.
That's where I got the Amber from. Okay. So there aren't any, this is the only crossover then of people. Okay. So let's see, where do we want, how do we start with this?
I think we should just like,
okay, so they all meet. That's going to be the only drama in this whole part, is that. So Kwame is really you don't see Micah talking about it much ahead of time.
No, just Kwame.
But Kwame actually asks Chelsea, do you care if I have like a moment just to talk to Micah? And she's totally cool about it. She's like, no, it's totally fine.
Understand it.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
So he does. Mm-hmm. And the first conversation they had was, they weren't drunk yet, which was key. And it was actually a halfway decent conversation. But in that conversation, I personally felt like in that moment, Kwame had stronger feelings for her in that moment, or whatever you want to call it, than she necessarily did for him. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like she led him on too much in that very, very, very first conversation. But he couldn't quit looking at her. So it was awkward already.
Yeah, I mean, the first conversation was very civil, very like, we're clearing the air, I thought.
And she was like, you're happy with Chelsea? And he was like, yeah, I totally am. She's like, that's great. That's awesome.
I'm also happy
with Paul, and it's great.
Like, it seemed like it was just going to clear the air.
Totally seemed like that.
Which was great.
It seemed like that.
And this is where you found out Brett and Tiffany didn't have sex, but did you hear her say it was because she was on her period?
No.
Yeah, she started her cycle, and then she was like, doesn't mean I can't please him in other ways.
I did hear her say that.
But it's because she started her cycle, she said. So it's not like necessarily
because
they don't want to.
Okay. I did not hear that. That makes a lot of difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it starts getting messy, and we jumped to like a pool party type situation that we're having. And I don't know what happened or how many hours went by, but it gets fucking crazy. And Micah and Irina are literally hammered, slurring their words, and it starts off with them like chat, like talking quietly, just kind of being mean girls. And then she's like, Kwame, will you get us two tequila shots?
Yeah, Irina says this.
Yeah, and then like Kwame's just kind of like,
get your own.
Yeah, like get your own, whatever. And then Chelsea had asked him to get her guac, and he was like, totally. And then Tiffany ends up just going and getting them all tequila shots. And Irina and Micah bring them over to Kwame and Tiffany's
Brett.
And they are all like taking tequila. They took tequila shots together. And then this is where then Micah pulls Kwame aside again, hammered. And they like go in the corner of the pool and start talking. And it's like, Chelsea said was like, it was a 20-minute conversation. Like, I didn't know how long it was, but they talked for a long time.
But what spurred them to go talk by themselves was,
oh, right. Yeah. She said, cheers to failed proposals.
Yeah. Right.
And so he was like, right before they took the shot.
Yeah. And she said it straight to Kwame.
And like, she was like, and he like walked away pissed. And she was like, I thought it was funny. And Irina was like, I hate people that get so offended by stuff like that. And it's like, you're like, he's probably really upset about that still. A, B, you're a bitch. Anyway, they go talk to each other over in the corner, and like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, she apologizes and then immediately just starts like gaslighting him basically and is like, like, I really liked you and cared about you. Like, why would I say something to someone that, like, I actually care about if I'm trying to hurt them? Like, why would I say something hurtful to someone I actually care about? Like, what we had was real. And I just felt like the conversation was over and over again. Mm-hmm. The conversation was, what we had was real. I still really care about you. If you ever want someone to talk to, like, I'll always be here for you. I really did like you. I still like you. Yeah. I really fuck with you. You're important to me. What we have is real. We talked and I've never connected with someone so much. And what we have is so real.
Uh-huh.
And I've never, like, you're continue to be the best, like, match I have and, like, the most authentic self I've been. Like, it wasn't even a conversation. It was just them repeating those exact statements to each other over and over again.
Because she was drunk. It's probably all she could think of to say.
No, I'm sure. But plus, it like wasn't a conversation. It was literally like went from being an apology and she just starts saying that to him. He completely forgets why he's mad and then like starts smiling at her at everything she says. He's like, oh.
Plus the whole time, I'm actually holding Allie's hand because no one can see this, but she keeps grabbing his hand.
Yeah. And, like,
and then
they're
he grabs
very
her
close.
Hand. They're being very touchy feely
and like
with each
literally
other.
Literally inches from each other's face. Like, inches. Looks like they're about to kiss.
Inches. And they keep touching each other's hands and legs and stuff in the pool. So during this whole thing, Chelsea is with an eye shot. Of course, she's just like on the other side of the pool and she's sitting with Tiffany and Jackie. And she's like, she was getting pissed. I'm getting pissed. What should I do? Should I go over there? She almost got up and went over there. And then,
which I'm kind of glad she didn't do.
Yeah. At that time, one of them grabbed the other's hands again. And she was just like, I'm done. And she just left.
And didn't Micah say like, I love you. Like kept saying,
yes.
I love you.
Yeah. She said, I loved you.
I thought it was so funny. Cause Tiffany and Jackie were like, who's she with? Paul? Where is he? Like, I don't even see him.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? And this is when I looked at mom and was like, this is the part of this show where you have like these immature 20-something year olds that go on and like are just there to just like fuck with people and like don't give a shit. And it's their time to get on TV and get drunk for free and go to do all this shit and like don't give a crap about it.
Get Instagram followers.
And like some of them actually do care about it. And it's just like sad. It was just like really sad to watch because he just like fell for it too, like so quick.
Both of them did.
Yeah, but like Kwame though, like fell for the what Micah was saying to him. Like
for sure.
Literally he was mad for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then like just let it go.
Another thing. Okay, so then that kind of ends. So she
walks, but Chelsea left.
Yes, Chelsea
and
left.
Like went to go on the beach by herself and was like pissed.
Right. She left. Oh, we started watching the next one, so I guess we won't
but
get into that.
Also on here in the middle, this is when Irina admits to Micah that she has the ick for Zach.
Oh,
she doesn't
right.
like when he
She literally
her.
Says that word.
She says, like, every time he tries to touch me, I get the ick.
Yeah, she says
and
that.
And we were like, no.
Yeah, really?
Are you kidding?
Oh, I would have never. That doesn't
like,
seem like
that's shocking
like that,
because every time he even puts his arm around you, you, like, literally cringe and your
does
body
not convey on TV
convulses.
At all. Wow. So I guess I won't spoil then.
But you say what you predicted is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So which this, I know is right.
So this is what I predicted. So the way it literally left was those two, Kwame and Micah, were in the pool laughing and touching and laughing and touching, and Chelsea storms off, and that was the end. So Allie was like, let's just watch and see what happens next. And I said, guaranteed what is going to happen next is they will just jump to the next morning. It wasn't the next morning. It was the next night. They're going to jump to the next morning.
No, it was that night.
That night, I mean. They're going to jump and Chelsea, they'll show Chelsea and Kwame in the room together and they'll be like, you know,
why'd you do that?
I was really upset by that. But I like after we talked whenever we got home and I thought a lot about it, then, you know, I just wish that we could communicate better. And it just really made me feel like, you know, whatever. I was in my feels. And he'd be like, I'm sorry. I really did. We just wanted to talk to her and work it out. And they would be fine.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's gonna
and
be
it's,
fine.
It's going to be a version of that.
Spoiler alert. We watched the first couple of minutes and we didn't actually watch what it ended up happening. But from the direction it was going, that's probably how it's going to go. And I literally, because in the middle, I was like, I'm bored. Turn it off. Like, I don't even want to.
There was also one more thing I want to mention that's not really that important, but it annoyed the shit out of me, is because whenever Chelsea was really upset about them being in the pool together, Tiffany and Jackie were comforting Chelsea and being on her side and being like, God, that's awful and it sucks and she's a bitch and blah, 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 blah. Then flip flop to that next night, and the same people, Jackie and Tiffany, are with Micah this time. And Micah, and they're defending Micah and kind of making Chelsea seem like she was being over crazy. The top and crazy for walking away.
Yeah, but that's episode. That's the next episode.
I know, that's the next episode. So we're not getting into that now, but that made me mad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, whose friend are you? Anyway. Okay, I think that's it, Allie. So you're going back. It's coming up on Easter. Allie's going back.
Monday.
Should I think of like 5 either or questions real quick?
Yeah, you have to do them off the top of your head though.
Oh man, okay. Okay. All right. Easter. I'm going to try to do Easter. No, I want to. Okay. Reese's peanut butter cup or Snickers?
Reese's. But Twix.
Oh, Reese's peanut butter cup or Twix?
No, I would pick Twix over anything.
Oh. Okay. This is so hard for me. It's going to take me too long. Jeans or wide leg pants?
I think jeans are more like my everyday.
Okay.
I have one for you. Neutral colors or colorful?
Neutral.
Really? Mm-hmm. You always wear colors though, I feel like.
Oh, do I?
Well, I don't know.
I feel like ultimately
okay,
neutral.
Studs or dangly earrings?
Ooh. Dangly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You?
I like hoops, so whatever those are. Like, I guess dangly. Like they're, but I don't like big hoops. I like small hoops.
I got one. Oversized sweaters or oversized sweatshirts? Hoodies. Oversized hoodies or oversized sweaters?
This is funny because I have 2 bins under my bed that are literally unable to close because they're full of sweatshirts and sweaters. But I would say probably sweaters.
Me too.
Hydro Flask or your Stanley?
Oh, God, that's hard.
Yeah, I don't have a Stanley, so Hydro Flask all the way.
I'm going to say Hydro Flask, but only because it's honestly easier to carry. I have found that if I try to take my Stanley with me and I tip it at all, it spills.
Totally agree.
So, but otherwise, I love the Stanley as well.
Okay, what about this?
Okay.
Small purse or tote bag? And by tote bag, I mean like your big purses. Or like crossbody purse.
Wait. Crossbody purse or tote bag?
Well, usually those are small. Like small.
Dang. I'm going to have to say tote because of all this. I actually like wearing a crossbody better. Same. But the tote fits all my stuff.
Yeah, it's so much realistic. Cash or credit?
Credit.
Really?
Yeah.
I like having cash, but I never have cash anymore.
I mean, I always
have
cash.
Do you use Apple Pay?
No.
Oh, Vanessa convinced me to use Apple Pay and it's life changing.
Tyler said that.
No sponsorship.
Yeah.
But if you want to sponsor, that'd be awesome.
Necklaces or earrings?
Necklaces. But yeah. I really like both.
No, me too.
Okay, one more for you. Fruits or vegetables?
Fruit.
I would pick vegetables.
I have an orange every single day. Every single day. All right. Okay. Well, Allie, love you.
Frosted mini wheats are life.
Frosted mini wheats.
She always has those in the cabinet. All right. Well.
Well, thank you.
Fun talking to you guys. I've always wanted to do this. Wait till you hear it. It's gonna sound
really
like ASMR. It's been so great talking to you guys. Have a great rest of your evening. Bye.
I don't know what you just did.
ASMR.
I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned for the episodes, then 5 and 6, when I probably will be podcasting by myself. Or if you are podcasting with me, it'll have to be from New York.
Live from New York. It's Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Allie. All right. So go rate, review, subscribe, all those things that I like you to do, and help make me this huge podcaster.
Woo!
All right. Until next time. Love you all. Bye. Bye, Allie.
Bye.